Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross, and in this podcast, I'm going to show you guys the difference between VMware and DOSBox, and why one might be a better solution over the other. I'm going to first start by showing you VMware, and I'll be using Windows 3.1, and
folder view list of VMware play.
I'm on the same Asus machine I was earlier today, by the way. So
Windows 3.2 play virtual machine button available. Edit melt. Windows 3.2. I moved it. Windows. On acid. Windows. Pain.
And I already have a virtual brown speak running. So now Windows 3.1 will land us right in the Windows folder when we start it up. And I'm going to type in win and enter.
Windows 3.0 Program Manager Multi-Document Window Win32 Application.
Yes, I did install Windows 3 on here, as well as DeckTalk Access 32, which apparently doesn't work on Windows 3.1, but I don't really care. So, anyway, so let's look at the advantages of VMware. I'm able to tab to this.
Windows Program Manager Windows Program Manager.
So as you can see, I'm all tabbing. And, that's pretty much one of the only advantages, I can see with this. Disadvantages of VMware. It doesn't support, Windows 3.1 does not support MIDI. And, which is kind of sad. Let me demonstrate what happens.
Windows Win Program Manager F equals O dot M equals List box menu closed O optional Program Manager Multi Document Win F equals O W equals Window pull down C equals M equals More Win List box Men M Main 4 of 30 Early Media Rack Program Manager M MIDI Player Arrow M equals F equals two, Menu close Program MIDI Player Edit List box C audio MIDI Graphic audio 2 of 3. Graphic mid list box Z Dream Soul Point JP Cam Morning Mozart 1 MCTR Suzanne Sim WP Jazz 1 MIDI player.
Let's try to play this.
M equals MIDI pull down. F equals choose L E P equals play.
Over center.
Menu closed. Dialog. System pull down. MIDI sequencer. This file may not play correctly with the default MIDI setup. Dot. Checkbox. Graphic. Don't display this warning in future. Dot. Unchecked. Space. Program. MIDI player. Checkbox. Button. OK. Space. MIDI.
And as you can see, we're getting no output. So another disadvantage of this is that in order to put stuff in the VM from our host or whatever, we need to connect the hard drive to a VM like XP just to copy things. And in DOSBox, it's just a folder called C drive that you can just copy your things in and press Control F4 inside your DOSBox window to reset what DOSBox thinks is in the C drive folder. And there you go. It works out great. I'm going to exit this.
Program manage button. Oh, program.
Oh, and another thing, the sound card. Let me show you what the sound card sounds like with
F equals photo M list box menu co option program manager multi dot M media launcher and note talk.
Let's make it read the default text.
This is Willow Pond text to speak OLE server application. Type in or load a text file, select the voice you want, and press the play button to hear the PC read your text. To embed a computer speech message in an OLE client document, write Word, Excel, etc. Drag the embedding icon at the right end of the button bar into your document. Then, to play it back, double-click on the embedded icon. You can specify a caption, icon, voice, and playback control type for each embedded object. Several additional text-to-speech applications are planned. To contact Willow Pond, refer to the information in the About Willow Pond file in the program group. We are confident that you'll find the speech quality, application quality, and number of voices to be superior to any other OEM text-to-speech applications available.
So that's the standard sound card. It's just a standard, you know, sound card. Nothing with special effects or anything.
Program man button. Okay.
And I'm gonna press enter. Okay.
Windows 3.1 VM with power off button. Off. Windows 3.1 VM on S.
Now we're gonna go to DOSBox, the more fun solution, in my opinion.
Run dialog type. We'll let's see C why. Colon. Local disk C. Items T. Talking. Items view list D. Dot East font 6 and 4 D. 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 DOSBox C. Talking DOSBox DOSBox DOSBox. Deal talking talking DOSBox. Items view list.
Let me show you.
Dot D3 with 2 shakes at face.com. C drive 2 of items view ASAP 2 of 7. Audio 3 of 17. Flip 50 games 5 of 7. John C. Key Mac Pro SP Windows 11 of 7. Items default 2 of 200. Accessor 3 of 2. Applicat 4 of Arcane 5 of Argyle 6 of Audios of 7 of 2. Hawkins.dll 8.
See, it's like all of our standard Windows folder. We could really easily copy things.
I'll close DOSBox SP.
I'm going to type CD space Windows.
CD space WINDOWS.
Hopefully we're in the Windows folder.
WIN.
Win, and I'll press enter.
DOSBox SVN. Dot.
In the Windows Multimedia Speech Demo, speech will run for 15 minutes from first load.
And I did install Keynote Gold in here. And, I'm going to first, let's see what happens when we alt-tab.
DOSBox.
It's like in a regular host, so we can't really easily switch between things unless we use the switch to option in the system menu. Like, let me show you.
Menu closed. MDI F equals 5. Child system pull. R equals W equals switched.
I know, press enter on this.
Menu closed. List top index. Probe bottom index. Window eyes. Index 2 of 2. Frame. Window eyes.
See, we did do all this command just to switch to a window. I mean, I could do this at Windows 3.1 in VMware, but just. This is pretty much my only option in DOSBox, so.
F equals system pull R W equals menu club top index with bottom index program manager index 2 of 2 MDI child.
That's a disadvantage of DOSBox. An advantage, the sound card.
F equals O dumps M equals menu closed list O optional MDI child option M media launcher N note talker TTS.
On note talker.
Edit
and,
box, this is Willow, iBeam.
I'm going to press F5 to make read this, and you'll hear how it sounds.
This is Willow Pond text-to-speech OLE server application. Type in or load a text file, select the voice you want, and press the play button to hear the PC read your text. To embed a computer speech message in an OLE client document, write, Word, Excel, etc. Drag the embedding icon at the right end of the button bar into your document. Then, to play it back, double-click on the embedded icon. You can specify a caption, icon, voice, and playback control type for each embedded object. Several additional text-to-speech applications are planned. To contact Willow Pond, refer to the information in the About Willow Pond file in the program group. We are confident that you'll find the speech quality, application quality, and number of voices to be superior to any other OEM text-to-speech applications available.
So, I'm going to press Alt F4 to close this.
MDI child, optional applications, note, F equals file pulldown. M equals menu closed, list box, network, index 10 of O, optional applications.
And I'm gonna go to early media rack because I.
E, early media rack, MDI child, M, MIDI player. Frame, MIDI player.
Passport.mid file.
M equals, F equals choose file, menu closed. DOSBox. Menu closed. System pulldown, M equals close up, M equals move, menu closed. System pulldown, menu closed. Frame, MIDI player. M equals, F equals choose file, dialog. Menu closed, dialog. DOS.DOSBox SVN.
Apparently I'm able to.
Menu closed.
I'm unable to, like. I'm not able to alt-tab, so I can't really use this particular MIDI player program. I'll just...
Frame, MIDI player, button, Roman 20. Button, Roman 20. M equals system pulldown. M, F equals choose, menu, list bar, list box, C, on, graphic, audio, index to, bottom index, draft, list box. Handle, JP, JSP, Morn, Motes, MCT, Passport, Frame, Mid, M equal, F equal, L equals, Edit, Playlist, P equals, Play.
Press Enter.
Menu closed, dialog. DOPOS dot DOSBOT. Menu closed.
This is acting up.
Playbacks. Checkbox, this fuck button, okay.
I'll just press yes and okay, I don't really care. I don't really care. And this is what will happen.
Space frame.
As you can tell, MIDI works. I'm gonna press Alt+4 to close this.
MDI child, early button, okay, dial.
I'm gonna press Enter.
DOSBox SB.
3.1, and I will type
EXIT. DOS Audacity.
And that pretty much concludes my comparison, advantages and disadvantages of DOSBox and VMware. Personally, I think DOSBox is a much better emulator. Besides, oh, another advantage of DOSBox, it lets you record the output of the sound card. You just press Ctrl+F6 to start recording, Ctrl+F6 to stop. I did this to record kne.mid and password.mid with the FMMIDI synth. If anyone is interested in those files, I will upload them to my site. They're like WAV files, so I'll need to convert those to MP3 if you guys want me to. So I'll let you know, or you let me know if you want any MIDI's converted through this synth, and I'll just, you know, make a WAV file, convert it to MP3, and upload it for you guys. Because as you probably call this, that synth, that it was interesting. It's FM MIDI synthesis is quite an interesting method. Compared to a Yamaha synthesizer that me and my friend Ben were using yesterday to play MIDI's, like Canyon and Passport, it's just amazing to see how much the technology has improved for MIDI in the last 20 years. So, hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. So, if you want to email me with any questions or comments or whatever, you can just email me at dataje@gmail.com. You could find me on audiogames.net as datajake1999. You can find me on Skype as datajake9999. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Bye.